The sight of her, the scent of her, even the sound of her, were all marvels to him. His senses rang with the glory of her, with the perfection that was his mate. His, no one else's, made for him alone. A shudder of longing curled through him. The realization he had a mate had been stunning to him ever since he'd found her. But actually, being with her was more amazing than something he could have dreamed up. Mates weren't a given. They were a gift from the goddesses. He didn't know what he'd done in his life to deserve her. If he was being honest, he was certain he'd done nothing for so wonderful a gift. That didn't mean he wouldn't spend the rest of his life worshipping this wonderful creature who was his and no one else's. He reached out with a hesitant hand, desperate to touch her, to hold her, to know her scent, to recognize it deep in his bones. She quivered for a second before his fingers connected with her. It wasn't out of fear, but of need. She'd had to endure close to 3 weeks without her mate. The only way to make her normal again was to claim her. Christ, how he longed to make that happen. When his fingers finally brushed her cheek, each of them let out a moan. Hers was breathy, earthy, a wistful sound filled with longing. His was deeper, urgent, loaded with a need that only she had ever inspired. He cupped her jaw, gently caressing the soft line before letting his hand curl around the back of her neck. He felt, as well as saw, her drop her head, letting him take the weight of it as though it were too hard for her, and he accepted it with ease. Mundo let his gaze drop to take her all in. He'd only ever seen her in scrubs, and her penguin jammies weren't exactly what he'd been picturing her in over the last many torturous nights. But they suited her. On no other woman could he have found flannel cartoon PJs sexy. But on her, it didn't matter. She was hardwired into his system. He'd always find her attractive, come what may. When she saw where he was looking, a faint pink tinge started blossoming on her cheeks. "I didn't know you were coming."
"How could you have known?" His smile was warm, tender. "You look perfect. You look like mine."
She licked her lips, her tongue peeking out before swiping along the tender morsels he longed to taste. "Are you going to kiss me?"